Hello, good morning. This is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. Now, I always say good morning because I'm broadcasting from UK, but it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening based on where you're listening from. Today, the title of my podcast is Be Offense Free. Be Offense Free. Now, I'm sure a lot of people will say, how can you be offense free when we live in a world where people offend you? Yes, people will offend you, but you have the choice either to walk with those offenses bothering you or, you know, weighing you down or letting it go. As you prepare your heart to approach God in prayer, one of the things you must guard against is offenses. So many are offended in God, and all they do in prayer is nothing but complain. When you are offended in God, you turn Him against yourself. And if God is against you, who will save you? If you despise Him, who will lift you up? Many are stranded because of offenses. When they stand in prayer, they justify themselves against God. They say things like, Lord, I've paid my tithe. I give offering every Sunday. I've done everything that you commanded me to do. I am holy. I am righteous. I don't lie. I do not sin. All these things we put before God. Only you haven't done your part. Now we will tell God, it's only you, God, that haven't done your part. I have done my part, God. What is going on? In other words, they count themselves faithful and God otherwise. Now, you have to understand that God is forever faithful. Amen. God is forever faithful. But the Bible says, let God be true and all men be liars. Anything that moves you to murmur against God is moving you against your destiny. You cannot expect Him to answer your prayers when your heart is full of complaints and offenses against Him or against your neighbor. Have you not heard? The Bible says in Isaiah 45:9, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. If he withdraws his breath from you for 1 second, you will be dead. I often say, if you have lost anything, God is the reason you didn't lose everything. Hallelujah. If you have lost anything, God is the reason why you didn't lose everything. Maybe the enemy's intention was to take your life, but God stepped in and you only lost your car. But here you are, offended and complaining against him in prayer. If he withdraws his hand from your life, can you imagine what will become of you? Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So set your heart right before God. Count him faithful in all things. Refuse to complain, but rather let God know that you have no alternative beside him and that you are ready to hang on until your answer comes from him. Stop threatening to backslide if he doesn't answer your prayer on time. Stop threatening to turn your ways your back on God when he hasn't answered your question. No one would lose but you. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and had prospered. Job 9:4. You have been stranded enough. Now give your destiny motion by clearing off every offense from your heart to establish a thoroughfare to heaven. A thoroughfare to heaven in prayers. And I repeat that. Give your destiny motion by clearing off every offense from your heart to establish a thoroughfare to heaven in prayers. Everything that moves you to question the integrity of God or his love for you must be destroyed so that the altar of your heart can be prepared for the fire from heaven. Hallelujah. Everything that moves you to question the integrity of God or his love for you must be destroyed, because his love changeth not. The same way he loves you today is the same way he's going to love you tomorrow. Whether you fall, whether you sin, whether you turn against him, God will always love you. His love remains the same. Now, Paul says in the book of Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Not just towards God, but also towards men. That is the way to maintain a good communication line with God, Today, I pray that you will walk offense-free. When people offend you, learn to let go. You have nothing to gain when you walk around holding on to grudge. You have nothing to gain when you walk around holding on to things that have been done against you. Nothing at all to gain. But when you let go and you go before God with a free heart, without complaining, without questioning Him, and just allow Him to do things in His own time, you will be a happy believer. You will be a happy child of God. So I would rather stay happy than be miserable for the rest of my life. I pray that today you will not allow anything at all hinder you from receiving that which God has in store for you. May God bless you. Bye-bye.